one particular consultant wrote to the minister and CC'd all of the TDs. And since then, I think it's five other consultants have told us that they want their signatures or added to that letter or that they agree with it. And I mean, I've never seen anything like this. And to read this letter, I mean, it's awful. I mean, what this person is saying, and I'll just give you the flavour of some of it, he said that he's been at the hospital for over 17 years and has never seen the demand on our services so high, nor the morale of our staff so low. Now, if I wasn't to say anything else except that sentence, that tells you so much. And, I mean, the minister cannot ignore this any longer. Time and time again, I've raised the issues of overcrowding, winter plan, whatever. But these are the people who work there. These are the healthcare staff. And they are saying that morale has never been so low on top of the massive, just unsustainable overcrowding, unsafe conditions for staff and for patients. And in particular, this consultant was highlighting the issue of a CT scanner. Sligo has one. If that scanner breaks down, which it often does, or if it has to be serviced, then an acute hospital has no CT scanner. And I mean, that's really putting patients' health at risk. And they've been looking for this CT scanner, but that's just the last in a very long list of crucial issues that are impacting the hospital.
We have heard from one other local TD who said that he doesn't have much faith as it relates to the bespoke winter plans in place for the likes of Sligo and Letterkenny. What's your opinion on that? We're in the middle of November now.
Well, again, I raised this in the Dáil last week where I said that despite the fact of the statement about a winter plan, as soon as we heard about this, the first thing we did was we wrote to the HSE and we asked when all of the new staff that were promised in the winter plan were being recruited. And the response we got was that they were basically in the final stages of starting interviewing. So people aren't in place and they're only starting that process. We all know that takes at the very best weeks and really it takes months. So, you know, the winter, we're already well into winter. Where are all these new staff? According to the HSE response to us, they are not in place. And while they expect to put them in place, they are not there at the moment. I mean, you know, they're on a burning platform in Sligo. I can see it. And again, this consultant makes the point, which I've made many times, and it's that when you look at the numbers, other hospitals seem to be in a worse position than Sligo. Let's say Limerick or Cork or Galway. Sligo's always around third or fourth. But when you look at the capacity, the bed capacity in those hospitals, they are much better able to absorb their waiting list because they have far more beds. Sligo is in the worst position nationally when it comes to that. And this is highlighted. And I just quoted you one line from that letter. If I quote you the last line as well, it just gives you a sense of how things are. And it's the last sentence. It says, our hospital is bursting at the seams and there is significant associated clinical risk being shouldered by staff every day, leading to burnout and exhaustion. This cannot continue indefinitely. And it can't. We, last week, the week before, when I spoke to the Taoiseach and the Dáil, I called